Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you're going to hear a 100-word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here. But it's Saturdays, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post the topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100-word story based on the topic. And then this happens. Listen, do you hear that? Do you hear that music? That's Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He does this electronic stuff. It's really cool. Check him out at his site. He does a whole bunch of podcasts. He rocks. This is the 66th weekly challenge, if you've been keeping track. Route 66. The topic was selected by last week's winner, and that was Tom from Footnote. And he chose driving 150 miles an hour. By the way, Tom, say hi to Caroline for me. Oh, who goes first? It's the winner from last week, and that's La 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 Yana of Hodgepodge Point. Congratulations, La Yana. I'm going to get to work on that story for you. And, nobody's listening today. You're all reading Harry Potter, aren't you?
Did Snape do it? Is Dumbledore alive?
Oh, you freaking geeks. Well, that's the beauty of podcasting. I can record this crap, and you can download it whenever you want and play it. But until then, Liana is here waiting for you.
Heidi ho, fellow writers. Liana here from Hodgepodge Point, where we foster children of all ages, races, and backgrounds. Hey, how do you think we pay for the upkeep on this place? For this week's challenge number 66, driving 150 miles per hour, I have the following story called Wabba Abba Ow! Bowling night was canceled when Wilma insisted Fred drive her to Stone Mart for some grocery shopping. That meant traveling across the gravel way on a busy Saturday. Fred growled his protests, but they eventually piled into the car. It was as bad as he thought, with gridlock and dumb drivers. Fred's rage peaked. He pumped his legs harder, watching the worm spin on the odometer as he zipped between cars. Wilma screamed. Pebbles cried. Fred was determined. They got there in record time. Fred smiled at his accomplishment and fell out of the car, dragging his bloody stumps towards the store.
Yabba dabba do. The text from Ilayana's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do during their free time. Let's check out the veterans, shall we? I'm going to play them in the order that I receive them. Wait. Who was the first one to get in? Oh, it's Tom! Tom came up with the topic for it this week. Tom from, not Hodgepodge Point. Oh, God. Tom from Footnote. All the links are up in the show notes, you know? Okay, here we go. Tom, let's see what you did with your own topic.
Hello, night people. I'm going to Canada. As such, I'm going to try to get this out in a timely fashion. The title of this story is A Darwin Award. The last weld to the undercarriage was completed. The seat was encased in the center of the cage, and it in turn bolted to a dozen points within the Impala. Four harnesses would be enough, he thought. It was hard to maneuver with the reduction gears on the steering column. At 125, the vibration made it hard to see. Passing 150 miles per hour, he pressed the ignition on the JATO tube. The highway patrol pulled a left molar from 125 feet up the cliff. We at the Darwin Awards salute those who improve our genetic pool by removing themselves from it.
Thank you, Tom. Great as always. You can check out Tom at, just spacing today. Space Monkey! I wonder if Space Monkey is actually listening to this. Space Monkey, are you out there? That was Tom from Footnote. You can find him at footnote.libsyn.com. We move now to, he's back! What does Mike James think about this topic? Well, let's see what Mike thinks. Tell it to us, Mike!
Hi, this is Mike from the Mike Thinks Podcast. The news you missed. www.mikethinks.com. With my entry into the 100 Word Stories Podcast, driving 150 miles an hour. Give me a call. Let me know what you think. 347-BUG-MIKE. Driving 150. It's not really that quick. Honking and swerving are my favorite trick. Faster is better. That's my way of thinking. Though you can't tell it, I haven't been drinking. You can't hardly tell what they yell as I pass. Can't seem to hear them through my tinted glass. Don't these fools know I've got places to be? Starbucks, Cell Depot, and Panera Bakery. So sure, my weaving and screeching and swerving can seem self-righteous and somewhat unnerving. I do strive for safety, to hit no one at all. But my tires just don't grip when I'm inside the mall.
Thank you, Mike. We hear what you think. We like your story. It certainly doesn't stink. That was Mike from the Mike James Thinks. Well, Mike, let's start again. That was Mike James. Was Mike. I've got Gomem and Stewart in my ears, by the way, folks. I don't have them potted up here for sanity reasons. I certainly don't want to maintain my sanity. That was Mike Thinks. You can check out his link at the show notes. Next up is the man who provides the music at the beginning, the end, the sideways, the frontways, the slantwise, Mr. Electronica himself, the 16th, Guy David. Guy David, let us know what story you have for us.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 66. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and this is my story for driving 150 mph, which I'm told is pretty fast.
Space was heavy with debris. We had to steer carefully. Captain was forced almost to a crawl. 150, no kidding. Me was holding the banister. Good boy I am. Make no trouble. Do what I'm told. Then, red button called. Said, push me, Morris. So I pushed. There was a splash, and the spaceship stopped. Captain yelled. I had strange noise in my head. Was seeing red, so I zapped him. I zapped them all, then blow a hole in outer shell. Now I alone. No one disturb my peace. How I love peace and quiet of space.
You know, in space, nobody can hear you scream. And we all scream. That was a great story, Guy David. Thank you very much. You can find him at guydavid.com. Next up is the lovely and talented Daphne Abernathy of Going Broke. Going Broke with Daphne. I'm not used to recording these with people laughing in the background, but it's not like I do the, you know, recorded in front of a live studio audience. I think this is the first weekly challenge that I've done with somebody listening in the background, but you can't hear them. You know, we're going to replace Gomem and Stewart with a laugh track. So just like they do with Happy Days. Wait, what do you mean Happy Days? What do you mean Happy Days isn't on the air anymore? Maybe I should turn the television on. So you can check out Daphne at daphneandtamara.com. They'll tell you where to spend your lindens. How about you spend a little time with Daphne here with her story?
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the podcast that tells you where to spend your lindens. Find out more about us at www.daphneandtamara.com. And this is my submission for the 100-word story weekly challenge. This week's topic, driving 150 miles per hour, which I calculated, and I believe in the state of Massachusetts, is somewhere around an $800 ticket. 750, something like that. Anyway, it's a lot of money. Don't do it. So, here it goes. Here's my story. Dear Diary, I finally told him what he wanted to hear. He was so excited, he couldn't breathe at first, and then said he'd be here in a half an hour. After all these years, he wasn't going to wait any longer. The first night of the rest of our lives will start when he knocks on the door. He lives 75 miles away. Even if he hit the lights and traffic right, he can't get here sooner than an hour and a half. I have some time to get ready for him. For him to get here in half an hour, he would have to be...
Cool! It's like a word problem, but fun! And kind of sexy. Thank you, Daphne. Daphne, you can find more about her at daphneandtamara.com. She's got like Daphne's Diary as a weblog that she probably hasn't updated in forever. And she's in the southwest corner of Edlow Island. Next up is Brett. Brett is back again. And I think I got the URL wrong for Brett wrong. It's a Cyril Ram. That's myspace.com, S-Y-R-I-L-R-A-M, Cyril Ram. Oh, I'm supposed to say something clever here. Something clever here! Okay, go ahead, Brett.
3 hours, 500 miles, she's leaving soon, driving 150 miles per hour, passing lane, no time to swerve, sorry, roadkill. Gas station, fill up, wash tires, $32.02, $1.98 change, vroom, seen burning fires, desert, blue clouds, breakups, debris in brief periods, airport, crowds, parked, on foot, key and shoe, bathroom stall, palmed key retrieves locker contents, torn page, Jennifer's black book. Cell. Driving. Jen. No! Hang up. Map. Arrive. Parallel park. Fresh air. Birds. Hello? Ran down hall. Locked door. Knock knock. My pistol breaks lock. Alexander. Who? I pull hammer back. He escapes. My hero! I love you, Uncle Unschkedaunt!
It's like beat poetry! Cool! Thank you, Brett. You can check out more of Brett at show notes, links. Why do I keep repeating people's URLs when they're all up in the show notes? Go to the show notes, podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. It's not going to bite you. And if it does, it's not rabid. And if it's rabid, it's only a few shots these days. Okay, so it's a bunch of shots stabbed in your stomach. But look, it's not like you had anything better to do for those days where they have to keep you under observation, okay? Podcasting.isfullofcrap, show notes, the written version of people's stories, and the links to their other stuff. Anything else? Oh yeah, Rocky Turok, you may know him as one of the Smith family, has come up with a story. He's back. Finally, and he's got a good one here, and you can check him out in the Northwest Territories of Edlow Island up there, and I think he's got a podcast under another name, but until then, here's Rocky.
Hi, this is Rocky. And this is my submission for the 100-word story, week 66, driving 150 miles an hour. It's a little different this week. This is an open letter.
To whom it may concern, I recently had my wheelchair upgraded by your company. I did not ask for the turbocharged package, and I refuse to pay for it. I am by no means a rocket scientist, but I do know that this baby should not be cruising at 150 miles per hour. Along with downgrading my ride, I will also insist that you replace my soiled underwear. I would also suggest replacing poor Mrs. Johnson's cat. Oh my God. I don't know if this was some kind of sick joke, but I don't think it's funny. I'd kick someone's ass if I could. Thank you. Sincerely, Stephen Talking.
Thank you, Rocky. I've got Gomem Kibitzing about Stephen Hawking in my ear about an audiobook, but it wasn't read by Stephen Hawking himself, which is kind of a disappointment. You can check out more about Rocky, Northwest Territories, Low Island, and all those podcasts. Have you come up with any more of your podcasts? Or are you and Jane going to finally get that one going? Or do you just hang out on Radar's podcast, SL Under the Radar, which is not in the show notes because Radar didn't make a story and he hasn't had an episode in about 7 years. Okay, finally, we have our friend and unusual planetary object, Planet Z. He's come up with a story that I think he really shouldn't have recorded himself. And by the way, these are the only stories that I got this week. If you send in a story, put them to 100words at gmail.com, or in addition to that, you need to, within the comments of the weekly challenge topic, you know, the promo, put a note in there saying, hey, I turned one in. That way we can make sure nothing's missing. So there was none from Caleb, none from Chris Carlisle, none from Rael or the usual suspects, or Ellison. So this is going to be it. This is Z. Here we go. And if you tried turning one in and it didn't work and you didn't get a hold of me, well, toss me a note and we'll figure something out. Until then, here's Planet Z.
This is Planet Z. I was going to send this one to Chris Carlisle to record, but I got a little busy. So, imagine Morgan Freeman sending this. My name is Hoke. I've been hired to drive Miss Daisy around. She didn't like me at first, but we've grown close over the years. Every week, she has me drive to some Jewish church for services, doing those Jew things. Well, one time, it took her a little while longer to fix herself up, and we were late. So I put the pedal to the metal, and we screamed down the highway, needle throbbing at the 150 mark. Daisy got to her services, but the cops busted me. Now I'm spending time with my cousin Red at Shawshank. Once again, my apologies to Chris Carlisle. I should have gotten this deal. I didn't.
There you have it. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which one was the best? Well, head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Not last week, not the week before, this week. And then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 67th weekly challenge. Pick the topic for the 68th, and they win magnets. Folks, just write me. I'll send you your magnets. You know, need your address. Otherwise, I'm not going to fly out there and go, here are your magnets, and then, like, fly home. That's crazy. I mean, at least stay a weekend. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they're saying. You can subscribe to the feed. There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready site. Use the word C-R-A-P. I don't want to spell it. Use the word C-R-A-P, crap, as your referral code. And, don't click twice. One click. One click options. As I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com, the Electronica 16th. And I believe he's the 10th president of Israel. So hail to the chief. We'll be back tomorrow with a guy. I don't know. I have no idea. I've got writer's block with this stupid Lincoln thing again. I've got all these books. And I... No, Gomem, it's not Ben-Gurion anymore. Actually, Ben-Gurion, I thought, was the prime minister. I've still got Gomem from the Gomem show. You can get him at Pod Show or BT Pod Show or wherever. And Stuart, you know, giving him crap. Stuart, you can find it at thetencast.com. Speaking of which, if you're into Second Life, look for Edlow Island, E-D-L-O-E. If you don't know how to spell it, you don't love... Every Wednesday at 5, there's a podcaster meetup somewhere. I think it's going to be in the Black Tie Martini Club Lounge again. And then at 6, there's the Black Tie Martini Club. Whoa! What do you know? With your host, Caleb Bullen of BlackTieMartiniClub.com. Wow, this is so simple to say. Black Tie Martini Club. I'm going to get babbling that for weeks. Also, I may be making another guest appearance on Daphne and Tamara's show. At the very bitter end. Is there any other such thing? I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. And, as always,
keep it brief. Closing.